afternoon, and some staff standing by to do that. So why don't you read 1337 and 1338 together?
1337, adopt City of Portland investment policy, and 1338, extend to December 31, 2016, the council-approved corporate securities do not buy list.
Okay, Jennifer Cooperman and Katie Schreiber have been waiting patiently for this presentation, so thank you.
We're almost empty room, not as exciting. Good afternoon, Jennifer Cooperman, City Treasurer.
Let it roll.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
Oregon law pertaining to the investment of public funds requires the city to adopt an investment policy annually since we make investments that exceed 18 months in maturity. So the investment policy establishes the framework for the city to invest its cash assets. The policy is a set of conservative parameters that's written in accordance with ORS and that I bring to you each year for adoption. The investment objectives are to preserve principal, ensure liquidity so we can pay our bills, and thirdly, to earn a market return. Investment earnings net of an admin fee to recoup or to cover Treasury's operating costs are distributed out to city funds. In fiscal year 15, Treasury distributed $7.4 million and earned an average portfolio yield of 0.57 basis points, so a little over half of a percent. This year, we're recommending the following changes be made to the city's investment policy. The first is a change to clarify the requirement that we have at least two bond ratings for every corporate bond that we buy. We've been operating that way, but there's a little bit of ambiguity in the way the policy is written, so I just want to clarify that. And the second change is to move us to a market standard benchmark to measure our performance rather than a custom benchmark that we've used for many years. I think this will more consistently track our investment performance. The remainder of the changes are housekeeping changes, and all of the changes were reviewed by the city's Investment Advisory Committee, which is comprised of members of the public who are experienced in financial markets. So I'd be happy to answer any questions or turn it over to Katie if you want to talk about the next item.
Just one quick question. What's the problem we're trying to solve by getting two ratings?
It's not a problem so much as just a clarification. The current policy uses the words, in the event of a split rating where one rating agency rates a bond, say, AA, and another one rates them AAA, and I just want to clarify that even in the case of split ratings, we want to have at least two ratings that are the minimum required ratings.
And the other question is, under the market standard versus the custom standard,
Benchmark.
Mm-hmm. Is the bar higher, lower, or the same?
It's actually higher.
It's a higher bar.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Katie, why don't you take the next piece, please?
Great. My name is Katie Shriver, and I'm staff to Commissioner Novick. And I just wanted to provide a brief overview of number 1338. This resolution extends the existing corporate securities do not buy list through December 31st, 2016. And as you probably recall, just a little bit of context, Council created the Socially Responsible Investments Committee charged with making recommendations about the companies Council should add to or remove from this do not buy list. You confirmed the committee appointments in July, and those dedicated volunteers have been working diligently and are developing a process and work plan to make recommendations. And I expect we'll see a set of recommendations next year from them, and then Council will be able to act on them before the end of the calendar year when this list would expire. So I just wanted to say a few words about the companies on the list that are attached to the resolution before you today. As you remember, Council added fossil fuel companies to the list just this past September. The September resolution documents the role of fossil fuels in climate change and the impacts of climate change here in Portland and throughout the Pacific Northwest. That resolution added 200 fossil fuel companies to the list, including 100 coal companies and 100 oil and gas companies. Of the 200 fossil fuel companies on the list, the city treasurer has indicated that two, ExxonMobil and Chevron, would, if not for the do not buy list, be eligible issuers under the city's very stringent investment policy. The other company currently on the list is Walmart. Council first added Walmart to the list in 2013. Walmart is the largest private employer in the U.S., and its business model exerts considerable downward pressure on wages throughout the retail sector and the broader economy. In 2012, Netherlands' biggest pension fund announced that it would divest from Walmart because of the company's noncompliance with the United Nations Global Compact principles, which present a set of core values related to human rights, labor standards, the environment, and the anti-corruption efforts. Outside of the U.S., Walmart has focused on fast, low-cost production at the expense of basic safety measures for employees. This year, you may have followed the news, Walmart raised wages to a minimum of $9 per hour this year and $10 an hour in February 2016. Although the wage announcements have been positive, the Chicago Tribune and other news media sources reported this summer that Walmart had begun cutting work hours at some stores to adjust costs from the wage increase to balance it with other expenses. And in addition, there continue to be reports of anti-union activity by Walmart management. Given these factors, Commissioner Novick decided that on balance to propose keeping Walmart on the list. We expect that the Socially Responsible Investments Committee will review Walmart and make a recommendation to Council next year about whether the company should stay on the list beyond 2016. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Very clear. Thank you. Katie, questions?
Are we treating Walmart different than other big box retailers that have been in the news lately?
I would defer to Commissioner Novick.
Well, obviously we are because, in one sense, in that they're on the list and others are not. We decided to give Walmart the honor of being the first company to do not buy list because of a collection of issues with the company involving the way they treat workers, the way they operate in the market, substantiated allegations of corruption on a widespread scale. So it wasn't for any... I mean, it was for a variety of reasons that we put Walmart on the list, not just one reason.
And I would add other big box retailers aren't eligible. They don't have debt that fits the criteria for us to invest in the first place.
Thank you. And the second question is, of the Carbon 200 that we're incorporating, are any of these Oregon companies?
I believe one company has operations in Oregon, and this question came up when the mayor brought this resolution in September, and we did, I believe, that there was outreach to that company to let them know that this was happening.
Yep. And I would add on that, but that's also not an eligible investment based on the minimum rating criteria that we have.
And we're continuing to talk about prospective investment, not retrospective investment. Is that correct?
Right.
Questions? Thank you both. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Come on up. Or these items.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the problems I've always had on the securities do not buy list is that I don't think Walmart should be on it. I've had a disagreement with this from day one. And if you look at other companies, I think they'd fall into kind of the same category as Walmart. And I don't see you going after these other companies. And Commissioner Novick, I'll be very frank. You have a problem with Walmart. You really do. And if you were to focus your attention on some of these other companies, you'd find faults, and they'd be on this do not buy list. And Walmart is a great company to me, and they've done a tremendous amount for the local economies, and I think a lot of workers do enjoy working at Walmart, and they have a great future working at Walmart. So I have a real disagreement on demonizing Walmart. I don't think they should be on this list. Now, when we're talking the extraction industries, I would agree that they should be on this list. And why I say that is that we have other alternatives to look at this time. And plain and simple, we don't need to be investing in these type of companies. Now, what I'd like to know on this is that when we're looking at the extraction industries, and putting them on this list is that with the money that we actually divest, where are we going to put that money? And that's my main focus right now, is that can we, is there any possibility to look at being able to somehow use some of that money toward affordable housing? And why I ask that is that we're taking a tremendous amount of money from these companies, and where are we going to put it? So I like the extraction industries removing that money, but can we put it towards some type of affordable housing type situation? And that's my question.
Mr. Lightning, it's not that we're taking money out of these companies. It's that periodically we buy corporate or other bonds.
Yes.
To have a ready source of money.
You're investing your money.
Right. Okay. And so, the treasurer can explain exactly what the purpose of it is, but it's almost like having a checking account. So the question is, what companies, bonds do we invest so that we can have short-term returns? So what we're deciding here is prospectively, there's some companies' bonds we won't buy, which means that we'll buy other companies' bonds.
Yes. And my point to you is that, is there a way to divest out of the fossil fuel industry and invest in affordable housing industry? Is there a way to do that? And we are investing money into these companies.
Well, we're not buying equities. We're buying bonds, which
yes.
means we're guaranteed a particular rate of return. So putting the money into affordable housing would be a big departure from our current financial policies, where we maintain a certain pool of investments based on certain criteria that are applied to the companies.
Even if you could reach that same return, and that would be backed by certain investors to make sure you have that guaranteed return.
Lightning, this is really probably not the right place to have this discussion right now.
This is my communication, and I'd like to finish
ahead. I'm just saying you're raising a whole set of questions around fiduciary obligations and industry standards and things. What Jennifer would tell you is that we can't use that money in investments that have even the remotest chance of being speculative or risky. That's why these are very conservative investments with a very low rate of return that are heavily regulated. I completely applaud your idea of using the funds. Pension funds have a little more flexibility to do that, depending on the law. These are heavily circumscribed, and we can't put it into affordable housing. That's the short answer.
And why I brought this up.
But I support the concept. I applaud you for raising
it. Why I brought this up during my communication is that I wanted it to possibly be looked at from various individuals to see if there can't be some changes or some directions made toward affordable housing with some of these funds. And that's all I've asked at this time. And then they can counter back and tell me why it can't be done, and then we can look at possible ways of understanding that maybe we can go in a certain direction to do it. That's all I'm asking during my communication.
And I applaud you for raising it.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Again, my name is Charles Johnson, and thank you. We know that nationwide on campuses, and particularly local here at Reed and at Portland State, there are divestment from fossil fuel movements. And as Commissioner Fish raised with his question, right now, unfortunately, this list is only prospective. And I didn't have time to thoroughly brief myself on the situation, but I hope that there'll also be some chances for the community to engage with you in a retrospective look, a sort of house cleaning. In the media, it's been clear that many people feel that Exxon has been biased and deceptive about climate change, or ExxonMobil. This city council session this afternoon, since our action against Islamophobia, has been talking about raising the bar and the highest of ethics. And fiduciary duties are complex. There are pressures to compromise. But I hope that citizens will be able to engage with you and get a clear report back and a retrospective look to make sure that any investments in companies that have been deceptive about climate change or profiting from pollution will be cleaned out and depollute the portfolio of the City of Portland. Thank you.
Okay, any further council discussion? And let's take a vote, please, on the first of the two resolutions.
1337, Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you, Treasurer Jennifer Cooperman. Your work is always great. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hale?
Well, as Treasurer Cooperman would say, I think she and her predecessors have all assured that this is a bolted down, fiscally responsible investment policy, but it's also a smart and socially conscious investment policy. And I think we've struck that balance, not so much between conflicting ideals, but compatible ones. So thank you. Aye. Second vote, please.
1338, Novick.
Thank you, Treasurer Cooperman. Thank you, Katie Shriver. Thanks to the members of the Socially Responsible Investment Committee, which are going to present us with a new list next year. Thanks to all of my colleagues for recommending folks for that advisory committee. And I'm pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
I appreciate the diligence of the committee in taking the time to look at a very complicated issue. So thank you, Commissioner Novick, for formally bringing to us a deferral. Sometimes we just let things slide, and it's nice to see a specific action to extend the deadline. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Thank you very much. We're recessed until tomorrow at 2 p.m.